Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week through stories, quotes, and real-life experiences. Together we'll explore the captivating beauty of life. Now listen by podcast or read by blog each week. Visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. This week, I'm going to talk about some problems. And most problems we're dealing with right now in our life, they come from five major challenges. These are the major life challenges we have. And the first one of those is finding prosperity. The second one is dealing with time and stress. The third major life challenge is developing relationships that work. And the fourth is achieving balance in your life. And the fifth major life challenge is bringing your creativity into the world. So which one of those is your problem? Is it finding the prosperity? Is it dealing with the time and stress? Is it developing those relationships that'll work or achieving the balance? Or is it bringing your creativity into the world? So here's a few questions to ponder. You may want to pause after these questions just so you can think deeply about them. Number one is, how would you like to succeed? How would you like to succeed? The next one, what will you do to deal with time and stress? What steps will you actually take? Number three, where, when, and with whom do you want to develop relationships? Number four, how do you stop yourself from achieving balance in your life? The last question, is there anything you might lose as a result of bringing your creativity into the world? Now, those are some interesting questions. You may even want to back up and listen to those again, because those can offer some really deep insights. So look at where you are having the hardest time. In which one of those five areas are you experiencing your major life challenge right now? And really ponder that question in your mind. And now, so that you're not discouraged with the problems you have, I'm going to share a story with you. I found this story from a wonderful lady, and her name is Virginia Opal Myers. And the story is A Creed for the Discouraged. It goes like this. I believe that God created me to be happy, to enjoy the blessings of life, to be useful to my fellow beings, and to be an honor to my country. I believe that the trials that beset me today are but the fiery tests by which my character is strengthened, ennobled, and made worthy to enjoy the higher things of life, which I believe are in store for me. I believe that my soul is too grand to be crushed by defeat. I will rise above it. I believe that I am the architect of my own fate. Therefore, I will be master, not slave, of circumstances and surroundings. I will not yield to discouragements. I will trample them underfoot and make them serve as stepping stones to success. I will conquer my obstacles and turn them into opportunities. My failures of today will help to guide me onto victory on the morrow. The morrow will bring new strength, new hopes, new opportunities, and new beginnings. I will be ready to meet it with brave heart, calm mind, and undaunted spirit. In all things, I will do my best and leave the rest to the infinite. I will not waste my mental energies by useless worry. I will learn to dominate my restless thoughts and look on the bright side of things. I will face the world bravely. I will not be a coward. I will assert my God-given birthright and be a man, for I am immortal, and nothing can overcome me. Oh, I just love those words. As I read those this morning and wrote them down in my journal, I made an interesting error. As I was writing, the word trials, it says, I believe that my trials that beset me today are fiery tests which will strengthen my character. You know, trials, I actually misspelled it as I was writing into my journal, and I put the I in after the A, so it was trails. So I had to stop and get out another piece of paper and just, I had to write trials or trails. It all depends on where I am. Isn't that interesting? The I makes the difference between your trials and your trails. So where are you right now? Where is I? I am where? Now that's the questions I just want you to be able to use throughout the week, this week, as you're thinking about success, about your life, and about which of those five major life challenges you choose to do something with. Finding prosperity, dealing with time and stress, developing relationships that work, achieving balance, or bringing your creativity into the world. Think deeply of that. And please, help us spread the word. I would love to be able to be in as many hearts as possible as I share inspiration each week. So right now, think of someone you know in your life that would enjoy this kind of program and send it to them. Have them subscribe so that we can have as big of impact as possible on the world together. Thank you for your trust. Have an absolutely inspirational week.